Bill Belichick has a problem. The brainy, rumpled head coach of the New England Patriots doesn't like being the center of attention, but he is. His team is favored to win Sunday's Super Bowl over the Philadelphia Eagles. And as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, a victory would make Belichick the most successful coach in NFL playoff history.
Even more successful than the legendary Vince Lombardi. Right now, Belichick and Lombardi are tied for the best postseason record, 9 victories and 1 loss. The numbers have invited comparisons between the two men. Belichick has said in recent days he's flattered, but doesn't think he deserves it. On first inspection, he's right. Vince Lombardi coached the Green Bay Packers dynasty of the 1960s. He was an iconic figure whose famous sayings linked the game to life itself.
Competitive sports keeps alive in us a spirit of vitality and enterprise that would teach the strong to know when they are weak, and that would teach the brave to face themselves when they are afraid.
Compare that to the public utterances of Bill Belichick. We know him best through his pre- and post-game press conferences, which often leave reporters struggling to stay awake.
I think that we're continuing to make steps in our preparations for the Eagles. We have a lot to cover. We still have a lot to do, but we're getting there.
But wait, says sports journalist Michael Hawley, there's actually a method to Belichick's blandness.
Press conferences, to him, they're part of his game plans. So anytime he's speaking publicly about his team, he is so conscious of giving up any nugget of information that could help someone else.
Michael Hawley knows Bill Belichick better than most. Hawley had complete access to the coach while researching his recent book, Patriot Reign. Hawley says Belichick prepares for news conferences and has his performance critiqued afterwards. It appears intentional blandness is a hint at Belichick's genius. And there it is, first mention of the G word.
Open lines for you here. We hope that you call in and join us here in Jacksonville.
From the live sports talk radio shows broadcasting from the Super Bowl Media Center to TV reports and newspaper columns, Bill Belichick, as genius, is getting a lot of play. A New York Daily News writer actually did some math and found in the past year, the word genius appeared in major newspapers 609 times in conjunction with Belichick, only 486 times with Albert Einstein. The sports media always did have a problem with perspective. But Michael Hawley says while a lot of coaches swagger into games, Belichick does take a more intellectual approach.
See, the Patriots don't necessarily come out and say, we're going to do what we do regardless. It's up to you to stop us. No, what they do is try to understand their opponent completely and then see how they can adjust to take away that opponent's strength.
Case in point, the 2 New England playoff victories leading up to the Super Bowl. The Patriots first shut down the league-leading passing attack of the Indianapolis Colts. A week later, New England stopped the Pittsburgh Steelers' vaunted running game. But Hawley also notes the genius label has emerged in just the last few years, thanks in large part to Scott Pioli, the team executive who has found many of the players who fit into Belichick's intricate system, and quarterback Tom Brady, who's emerged as one of the NFL's best while still in his 20s.
Before Tom Brady, his record as a head coach was under 500. And now we're talking about Canton, Ohio in the Hall of Fame.
People also are talking about Bill Belichick loosening up in public. The man in the trademark hooded sweatshirt, gray of course, tried out some humor this week when talking about his friend Nick Saban becoming head coach of New England's division rival Miami Dolphins.
Unfortunately, Nick and I are going to see plenty of each other down the road. You know, 2 Croatians in the same division, you don't get that every year.
Okay, so the stand-up routine needs work, but it'll have to wait. Belichick is trying to win another Super Bowl. If he does, he'll hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy into the air and revel in that connection to the legendary coach. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Jacksonville.